Warp Pipe Wednesday.
DJ, I like what you're wearing.
White shirt, blood.
We both have what white and a black backwards cap.
It never fails. It's always some rendition of the other person's outfit.
We got to start texting each other in the middle of the day, but like, here's my planned outfit.
Yours is more of a cream color. It's not like a straight white.
So it has very hard to tell, but it is cream stripe, white stripe, cream stripe.
Oh yeah, I can even see that.
You could kind of
interesting. Maybe just a little. Yeah, okay, I can see it now.
A little bit.
Who would have thought that I would be wearing an Aruka shirt? Like, when are they just going to sponsor me? Like, that's my whole wardrobe.
I don't know.
Look here. See this?
Uh-huh.
Love it. Love it. Aruka. I know that I'm not a surfer or a skater. But I still wear all your clothes.
You could play surfing and skating video games.
That's it. Just make some more pro skaters. Make Tony Hawk Pro Skater Ruka Circuit.
Fair enough.
I don't know. What's up, Russ? What you been doing? Oh, what were you about to ask me? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, did you ever play any of the surfing games that came out? Like, wasn't there one on GameCube, like Kelly something surfing?
Kelly Slater. Yeah. Never played that because I never played GameCube. But I wonder if it's on the Xbox.
Yeah, maybe it was cross-platform.
I would try it. I would give it a whirl.
Fair enough.
Like Kevin McAllister with his microwave macaroni dinner. I'll give it a whirl.
I'd give it a whirl. What I've been up to. I've been going to a lot of parks with Gwen. It's finally warming up here in Connecticut. So we've been going outside a lot more. So I started visiting a few local parks. I mean, she's 14 months old, so she can't do too much, but she likes running around. And then there's the swings that you put her legs through so she could sit on that. So we use that. And she loves picking things up off the ground. She'll have sticks, shells, pine cones, so many pine cones. And she'll walk a few steps, you know, grab another one, drop whatever she has. But it's
pine
good
cones
to,
are kind of pokey.
Yeah,
does she pick
know.
Them up?
She just grabs them.
She's got tough fingers.
I guess so.
She's developing calluses.
But that's been helping with getting her to nap. You know, I try to get her a little bit tired out doing the exercise. So we'll go out in the morning, usually go to the beach, walk on the beach for a little bit. I'll bring her back. She'll nap at 10 o'clock. But I have to be careful because I let her nap 10 to like almost 12. So then by the time her second nap came around at 3, she only napped for like half an hour or so.
Right.
And that's
it's
when
that
I've been
balance.
I've been streaming on Twitch from usually 3 to 5 because that's when she naps. But I'm like, okay, I got to start waking her up earlier on that first nap. You know, it can only be like an hour. And then we'll do some stuff, go to the park again, let her run around so she's a little bit tired out. So then she'll nap longer on that second nap.
I remember those days, except my kids never napped. The only way I could get them to sleep was just to ride in the car. So they might fall asleep on the way back from the park, but as soon as the car stopped, the nap was over.
Oof. Yeah, it's certainly frustrating. And it's like total opposite with my wife. Thanks. She can't get Gwen to nap.
Yeah, I guess you really got to wear out. Are you drinking Liquid Death?
Yeah, I picked this up today at Target. It's
I've never actually seen anybody drink it. What is it like?
So this one isn't the water one. It's Liquid Death, and the like label is Grim Leafer, so it's iced tea.
Okay.
So they cool. have different. They have like carbonated water and this and that. And I had seen it, and I was like, I'll give it a whirl. So I was drinking in that stream. It's light. It's
10.
Not bad. Maybe like 7.
Okay, that's not bad. Is it making a snacky snack time?
Well, I did it during my live stream with a snacky snack time.
Oh.
I don't know if it'll get its own.
Fair
video.
Enough. Not
I
worth,
do. I've been trying to record. Been trying to record some new ones. I did get some.
What you been recording?
At Costco, we just got these orange, like cinnamon bun snacks in.
Mm.
So I tried them. I recorded a little bit, and then I wanted to get my wife's reaction on that. So then we'll put that video out. But they have a little bit of sugar on them. There's 9 in a pack. They're new. I was like, yeah, I'll bring these home.
I'll give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl. And I did record a while ago, and then I never finished the video. I bought chocolate covered banana slices with Reese's peanut butter in it as well. So they're
frozen.
That
sounds really good, actually.
They're not too bad. I said when you know you bite into them, you almost feel that, like the how the banana gets like this crystallization from being frozen. You kind of taste that a little bit. So it's almost better to leave them out for like 15 minutes and let them almost thaw out some. So there's my snacks update. As I say, I did just live stream.
Fair enough. So I've been listening to podcasts.
Well,
sorry, there's like a slight delay, so I didn't realize you were about to start talking. It's called Knockback. Like, whatever.
Right, you suggested the podcast to me, Knockback, and the episode was funny. It was 55. They're on like episode 200, but episode 55 was BioShock, so I've been listening to that too. It's kind of get me pumped to maybe play BioShock again, and BioShock, the Netflix series is coming out at some point.
Oh, snap. I will have to get Netflix for that. That sounds amazing. So yeah, I haven't played BioShock since probably like 2010, 11, 12, somewhere around in there. Right when I first met my wife. And so listening to that podcast, I was like, ooh, I want to play that again. And I had recently bought it like within the last year or two. Trilogy on the Switch. It's got 1, 2 and Infinite. So I'm working my way through the first one again. I never played the second one or the third one, so I want to do all three.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what I ended up doing when I live streamed the first one. I don't know if I did the second one, but I played them all back to back because I had bought the collection on PS4. So
nice. But you played all three?
Yep. And what was good with the collection, it did have like the DLC that had come out. So I got to play the extra stuff that was in Infinite, which ties a lot of the story together.
So what would you rank them? Like first, second, and third of all three, like best, worst, or best, least. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right. Probably BioShock would be first, then Infinite, and then BioShock 2.
That's what the guy, Colin Moriarty, who does the podcast, that's how he ranked them as well.
Yeah. I mean, one just has that. It's like the first of its kind and like really awesome story based and all that. Two, I guess two also was not, I don't know what the term would be, if it was developed or not written by the same person. They were working on something else. So maybe that has that disconnect or whatever. And you do get to play as a big daddy in two, so I think it'd be pretty neat. But I think I just kind of blew through that game so quick. And then three is such a different ball game.
It's like a departure, right?
Right, because you're not underwater. You're in the sky, and you're like, oh, this is so different. Right. And it's more action-based, more like shooter-like.
Right. Yeah, that's what the guy said.
But I also played them all on easy, so to make it, I'm like, I'm just here for the story. I don't need to. A challenge, and I guess you're talking. I play it on hard so I could get all the trophies.
So I don't care about trophies, but I don't want it to be too easy because then I feel, no offense, but I feel like I like copped out. So I just played on like normal.
Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah, just so, right there in the middle.
Kind of right in the middle. Not too hard, not too easy.
They were talking a little bit about Red Dead Redemption 2, which I never played any of the Red Dead Redemption series. But I guess 2 was like really everyone enjoyed it. And it's cowboys and it's kind of open world, I guess. Or it is open world. It's not kind of open world. So I was like, I don't know. Maybe I'll try to jump into that. I had completed Spider-Man. So that was a big game. I platinumed that, got every trophy I could in that. And now I'm kind of I did put in Axiom Verge 2, which it plays a little bit different from what the first one is, kind of a little bit different mechanics. Looks the same, has a little different feel, but we'll see how long. It says it's about a 20-hour game. I think I'm only like 2 hours into it. So just trying to find a balance of when to go back into that. But other than that, just been playing like regular NES games. I just did a live stream and I beat Zen Intergalactic Ninja.
Yeah, I saw you streaming that earlier. Did you beat that tonight?
Yeah, so we ended up beating it on the live stream and I had about 30, 40 minutes left. And we were looking up the price of the game because someone was like, oh, I want to pick this up. And then it cost, I think it's like $140 loose for Zen.
So that's not too terrible. I mean, it's not great, obviously. Like, it's not like $30 or something, but
right.
At least it's not hit that like $200 mark yet.
I know. So then I was on price charting and then it showed there was a Game Boy version. And I was like, oh, well, let me see if I have that on my SNES Classic. So then we played the Game Boy version for the last 30 minutes. I beat two of the levels and it plays very similar to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Fall of the Foot Clan on Game Boy.
So question, now that you've beaten it, do you have a better appreciation for Zen the Intergalactic Ninja? Do you like it more now that you've completed it?
Well, we had placed it in the B category, and I felt like that's probably an accurate placement.
Still kind of where it lies.
Right. It wasn't, I felt like it couldn't go higher. Some of the, one of the levels I played, and it took me like 40 seconds to like go through it. It was just like this one area, you revive these flowers, fight this boss at the same time, then you beat it, and like that was it. But the first level I played is isometric, and I went through all my lives trying to just make this one jump because it's on a side view. And I'm like,
so it's hard to like judge.
And even the shadow that you have is like very small and almost the same color as the darn platform. So I saved that level for last. I did the other levels, which were more like side scrolling, like Ninja Gaiden. So then I was like, I'm more used to this.
Right. But
it does have some cool stuff to it where there's also these like mini games after you beat the boss. And I didn't realize how much it's focused on with environmental. How would you even put it? Like Captain Planet, like everything's, you know, save the planet, recycle this. The monsters.
Oh, gotcha.
Are like the smog monster, the toxic waste guy, the garbage man.
So it's all kind of like Earth friendly.
Yeah. I mean,
okay,
you're an alien ninja, and I guess you're trying to save the planet. And the person who's attacking it was called what the heck was his name? It was something stupid, generic. Like, I can't even remember. I'll have to pull it up. But I was like, I wonder if he ever teamed up with Captain Planet because Zen was a comic book, and I think he got a toy line and maybe even a. Cartoon series. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I was like, oh, this is very like 90s ish of like save the planet, you could do this, like
that is know. Yeah, total 90s, like, you know, clean up the planet, give a hoot, don't pollute.
Give a hoot, don't pollute. Yeah, here's the Wikipedia page. Video game merchandise. In addition to video games, it was licensed for numerous products, including a set of 6 action figures from Just Toys Company. There's comic books. Maybe it didn't get a cartoon series. But I know there was comic books and stuff like that. So pretty neat. Like I said, I wanted to dive into it and just see if where we placed it was correct. And it was. I don't know if I would go back to it. I almost had a better time with the Game Boy version, I'd say, because it was more simpler.
Really? I'll have to put it on the old NES Classic and give it a try. I don't think I've ever played Zen Intergalactic Ninja. Maybe for like 10 seconds, but I just don't recall doing it.
Yeah, don't start with the first stage. It's the toxic warehouse or whatever it is. Just do any of the other stages.
Oh, is it like you choose your own stage?
Yeah, so you got 4 stages to choose from, Mega Man style. So,
okay, because I was like, how do I not start at the first stage? That makes no sense.
Right, and then once you beat those, it goes to like a final level with a couple sections. But pretty
cool.
Neat.
I'll
said I might do a video on it. I said download the footage of my gameplay and talk over it. And be like, Zen, I don't know, you guys into it? Ninjas.
Intergalactic ninjas.
Right, right.
What a great name. So 90s.
I know.
The other game that I started playing again, Russ, thanks to this same Knockback podcast, was they were talking about Halo. I've been listening to a lot of episodes at work. And I was like, dude, I haven't played Halo in a long time, like the campaign. So at my mom's house this past weekend, I popped in the first Halo game. And I'm probably like almost halfway through the first campaign. But yeah, I'm going to dig through all the BioShocks and all the Halos again, just because it's been...
been a 10, while
12 15 years. Yeah,
I'd say that's some. I almost, when I finished Spider-Man, completing it and getting all the trophies and stuff, I'm like, I kind of want to go back and get all the extra stuff in the Arkham games, because I never 100% at any of those, you know, Arkham Origins.
I don't think I've 100% of those.
So I was like, because there was so many of the Riddler things, like a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm going to have to use like a walkthrough for sure, like to figure out some of those riddles.
Right.
But
right,
still, it's pretty neat. I played it on, I forget which one it is. I have one on the Wii U, actually, that I played through. And then Arkham Knights on PS4. And then, where did I play the other one? Maybe it was PS3.
The only two I think I have are Arkham Asylum and then what was the second one? City?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never had the third one.
Yeah, that one plays pretty good. I mean, I guess it's the latest one in the lineup, essentially. And there's a lot you can do. You drive the Batmobile around and all that because you're outside.
That's cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool things in it.
I always loved the first one, just how, like, the introduction, like as the credits are kind of rolling, like you're not actually playing, but you're controlling Batman as you like walk in. So it's still like you're hearing some story, but you kind of get to interact, you know?
Right.
That was kind of neat.
Yeah. I did start up very briefly. I had charged up my 3DS and I was playing the Arkham. I think it's Blackgate on the 3DS. It might be Origins Blackgate, like combined or whatever, and I was like, oh, it's been so long since I played this one, because I remember I had bought that when it came out because I didn't have like a PS3 to get like the newer one or whatever it was. So I was like, well, I'll play the one on the 3DS.
Interesting. I don't think I even knew that existed.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I enjoyed it on the 3DS. I was trying to get back in, you know, I put it by my bedside and this and that, and I was like, I don't know, I just can't get into committing, even like playing the Metroid game that came out, Metroid 2 remake on the 3DS. I'm like, just getting stayed committed to it.
So let me ask you this, Russ. Do you struggle to play the Switch in handheld mode?
Not so much anymore because of the Joy-Cons I got. I switched over and got
You got those like nice big honky ones that are
the hoary ones.
Thick.
Yeah, so boys. That helped me because, like, if I'm laying in bed and I had the Joy-Cons, I felt like it was too cramped up, essentially.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a benefit.
I'm not a fan of the tiny buttons either.
Oh, the Joy-Cons.
It's so small.
Yeah, it could be, I don't mind it short term, but then, like, I don't know, laying in bed, maybe it's just the angle. Maybe if I'm sitting at a table, it's fine. I will say sucks for packaging, though, if I have the big hoary ones on. Where's Jake? He's going
this.
In the closet.
You see this?
Oh, look
this
at
this.
This
is like it's like a bedside table, and you like shove this between
the mattress. Okay.
And your box springs, and so it kind of like holds the table,
mm-hmm.
like next to your bed. So the other day, I was playing BioShock in the like, man, this is like so annoying. So I actually put that on the bedside, propped it up on the little kickstand, and I had a controller, and it was so much better. But I was playing on the tiny little Switch screen.
I was gonna say, so you bought the BioShock collection on the Switch?
Yeah, like that's what I was saying a little while ago. Like I bought that on the Switch like maybe a year or two ago. So I'm playing through BioShock on the Switch now.
Gotcha.
But it just made it nice to like actually use the Pro controller, and I just hate holding on to the Switch. It's just for adults with large hands, it's just right. Not very comfortable.
Well, I wonder how I haven't played a Switch Lite at all, and that's just handheld mode. and slightly smaller than I think a Switch with the screen. I'm not 100% on that, but
so I have a Switch Lite.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah.
And but it's like in a case that makes it a little thicker, kind of like what you have. Mm-hmm. So that kind of helps. And then the other thing they did with the Switch Lite that they did not do with the original Switch, and I don't know, maybe they have Joy-Cons that are like this, but it has a legit D-pad instead of those four directional buttons that I hate. Right. So much.
Yeah, there is a, I think, again, Hori made like a Legend of Zelda set of Joy-Cons, and it had a D-pad on the left one. So I was like, oh, okay. I definitely enjoy this better because I'm never play with one Joy-Con like playing Mario Kart where you wouldn't need the D-pad or whatever. So it's like, okay.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy. Sorry, if I seem slightly distracted, I keep getting these weird pop-ups on my computer. Oh, and it'll say like your computer is being tracked by Russia or something. And I'm like, what? So like I'm playing with my VPN and I'm like, if this happens again, I'm just going to have to bring it up and tell Russ what's happening because this is really distracting. Like, I don't know if my computer is being hacked or so. I got my VPN turned on. So it says my data is protected. So I don't know what this nonsense is.
Well, good segue because this episode is sponsored by Surfshark. No.
By Nordstrom VPN.
By Nordstrom VPN. User code. Save 10%. Do you want to watch
like you're
Netflix?
Getting hacked like NES Addict?
Imagine so.
That'd be hilarious.
I did make a few quick commercial things. So when I'm live streaming, I can be like, check out our podcast, and I hit a button and it does our little promo.
Nice.
So then people could see the podcast. And then I did one about the custom NES overlays. I made a short like 20-second commercial. So I was like, maybe I could start using that as promotion.
There you go. I saw that. Hey, so. Guess what? You know what we haven't done yet, Russ? I actually took some time and I made some segments for us.
Oh, good.
So I have Keep It and Kill It. Keep It or Kill It. You want to play? You ready to play?
Keep It or Kill It. Here we go. I haven't made a cool little intro thing. I got to make a little thing that says Keep It or Kill It.
Yeah. All right. Sweet. So we're just going to pretend Russ had that little segue here. All right, Russ, I got some hard ones for you today, okay?
Oh, boy.
All right. Number one, RPGs or platformers?
Oh, I mean, easily kill the RPGs for me.
Okay, see? I know, but I know you're a fan of Chrono Trigger, so I didn't know.
Yeah, it's just been like getting into other RPGs. It's just, I had started Final Fantasy III. I streamed it twice on Twitch. And I'm like, there's just so much grinding I had to do to like level up to be able to get to the boss. And I'm like, it seems like a waste of I'm literally just sitting here like jamming on the button grinding to get my level up. I'm like, I'd rather just be playing a platformer.
See, okay, fair enough. I think that's the same answer I would take. Okay, number two, pancakes or waffles?
Shoot, because I've been eating waffles the past few days. I like to do waffle with jelly on one side, peanut butter on the other, and do like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That sounds actually pretty good.
It's pretty good. But I will have to say kill waffles. I'm like definitely a big pancake fan. Yeah. Like anytime we go out like for breakfast, I'm always getting pancakes. So if I couldn't have pancakes anymore, I feel like
I'd be really torn if you said French toaster waffles, but as I would much rather have waffles than pancakes, and here's why. Waffles are crispier typically, and I love the little holes that fills each one up with syrup.
Oh right,
and just like a good buttery waffle, like I think that destroys a pancake. Pancakes always they're so fluffy, and I always feel really sick when I'm done eating them.
You could get the fun little silver dollar small ones.
Yeah, those are actually really good. And so, like, maybe not last Saturday, but the Saturday before, we actually took our kids to McDonald's and got McDonald's breakfast just because we haven't done it in, like, so long. And it was, like, really good. I broke my fast for it.
Did you get hotcakes and sausage?
Yeah, heck yeah, I did. Oh, okay. That just, like, in the old school tub with, like, the clear top and the little McDonald's butter, you know? But you know what my wife noticed?
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's used to have like a little M on their butter. It's not there anymore. No more M on the butter.
Gotta
have M on the butter, Jerry. Sorry, that was me trying to be Kramer.
All right. You got any other ones?
Next one. Oh, yeah, I got three more. They're all tough, too. DC or Hurley?
Oh, I'm like, not Marvel?
I guess it's
DC or Hurley. I guess, see, you got to take into account what, like, clothes and, like, everything else.
Yep. Shoes, hats.
I never wore a ton of both, so I'll probably say I'll keep Hurley alive and say DC kill.
All right, it sounds good. We're in agreement there. Okay. All right, I'm gonna switch the order of these because I think the last two are too similar. Okay. All right, ready? This is a really tough one. Aaron or Ricky?
From Pixel Game Squad.
From Pixel Game Squad, who you keeping, who you killing?
Jeez, this got dark.
Sorry, Aaron. Sorry, Ricky.
Keep or kidnap, we'll go switch it too.
No, it's gotta be killed.
Man, I mean, so I've hung out with Aaron the most. I only met Ricky one time. We had dinner together when I out in California. And Aaron's definitely, you know, off the wall, go, go, go.
Right.
Always moving. And probably have to kill Ricky, unfortunately.
Killing Ricky. Ricky, no.
Blast.
See, I'm killing Aaron. I'm killing Aaron all the way.
Yeah?
Keeping Ricky.
Oh, yeah. You feel like it,
I love Aaron.
Too much to keep up with? Clash.
I don't know. I think the only reason I can kill him is because I know him. You know, Ricky, I don't know him that well. Maybe he might try to kill me, actually.
That's true.
I'm sure Aaron would stomp me into a ground. Have you ever seen? Dude's got huge legs.
Oh, yeah. He's always running.
I wouldn't be able to kill either one of them. They'd use their, I don't know, they'd pull out some California gangster stuff and shoot me or something. All right. I don't know. I just thought that would be funny. So, all right. Next one. MXPX or Blink-182?
Oh. He wrote this one specifically for me. Jeez. I feel like I, even though MXPX is my favorite band, I feel like I would have to kill MXPX just because what Blink has done for the scene and for pop punk and for a lot of stuff if we didn't have them.
Like I'm so thankful you said that. I did not expect you to say that, though.
I do love me some MXPX, but yeah, they never popped off as much as Blink, unfortunately. They're kind of stuck to those. I mean, and I almost like it. Like, they're stuck to these smaller venues where I can get a more intimate concert than me and you are going to Blink, and it's a big, you know, stadium, and they're going to be like miles away or whatever.
That's true. Luckily, I'm floor, so hopefully I'll see you kind of close. All right, Russ, that was the end of Keep It or Kill It. I have another quick one. Hopefully it's not too hard. I'm calling it Whose Line Is It Anyway? Like the old TV show. But basically, I'm going to say the line from a movie, and you have to tell me what movie it's from.
I feel David Apuzzo does this a ton with me. And
does
I feel
he?
Like I do terribly. It's like, name the movie. Okay. And I'm like, I don't know.
So. Okay, I feel like at least two of these should be easy slam dunks, maybe not the last two.
Okay.
But they're all really well-known movies from the 90s.
Okay.
Okay? So, the first one, it's just two words. Clever Girl.
Ah, that is from Jurassic Park.
That's right. Robert Muldoon, or whatever his name is. Okay, good job. The second one, this is a give me, okay, Russ? It's like a softball. I'm throwing it up. You just got to knock it out of the park. Hasta la vista, baby.
Terminator.
Which one?
Oh, oh, that's true. Terminator 2.
That's right. Okay, good. So those are the two I thought you would get for sure. Here's the last one. Are you ready? These are as good as money. These are IOUs.
This has to be Home Alone 2.
is not from Home Alone 2.
I feel like that's something Kevin McAllister would say.
Think about it. These are as good as money. These are our IOUs.
Oh. Dumb and Dumber.
There you go. Dumb and Dumber. All right. So we're gonna call that 3 for 3. But I think the inflection of the voice helped you a little in that one.
Fair enough.
Okay, here's the last one. This is probably the most obscure. It was a drive-by fruiting.
Drive-by fruiting. Wow, yeah, that's not ringing any bells. It's a drive-by fruiting. That almost makes it seem like it's a cartoon.
So it's not a cartoon.
Okay. It's got to be live a comedy. Action.
It is a comedy. Absolutely, it's a comedy.
Drive-by fruiting.
It's towards the end of the movie. They're at a pool. And somebody gets hit in the back of the head with some fruit. An orange.
Nothing's coming to me. I'm stumped on this one.
All right, so I'm going to give you another line from this movie.
Okay.
Oh, hello!
Oh, is it Mrs. Doubtfire?
Is it Mrs. Doubtfire? Yes, it's Mrs. Doubtfire. Jay's
freezing up.
Drive by fruiting.
There we go. You're freezing up on it. I was like, I didn't get the impression.
Yeah. You're freezing up a little bit too. I don't know. Maybe it's my stupid computer getting hacked by the Russians.
Blast.
All right, but that's it for my segments. What'd you think about it, Russ?
I think it's good. Yeah. We'll have to write it down. So like then following week, like I'll have some lines for you to answer. We'll go back and forth and I'll make some
and you can even do keep it or kill it for me if you want.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was saying, yeah, we'll go back and forth. So it's not always you asking me.
Cool.
Sweet. Hey, if you guys want to call into the show, we got a phone number. It's 949-682-9277. You can leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. If you got any suggestions for keep it or kill it, you can give it to us right then and we can answer.
That's right.
Quick shout out to our Patreon supporters. We got Dan and Nicole's Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Living Good, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, Retroholic 16, and Austin Mills. If you want to support the show on Patreon, just head over to patreon.com/RussLyman. Sweet. I think that sums it up. Be sure to check out our latest episode on Saturdays at 7 a.m. And then you can catch us here every Wednesday, also at 7 a.m.
And we have a new Tuesday show now, right?
It's not essentially maybe it'll come out on Mondays, but we have the monthly Warp Whistle, which is a summary of the previous month's all podcast. So that'll be coming out in like 2 weeks or so. I guess it depends when I'm able to edit everything together. But that'll be a good space. So if it comes out Monday and then you have one Wednesday and then one Saturday.
Over in the old game.
That's it. All right, guys. As always, I'm Russ Lyman, and keep your world fun bit by bit.